We invoke our Bhagavan's grace and Puja Gurudev's blessings and express our gratitude to them for this opportunity and this knowledge. We can start with the breathing, 5 times each side, then 5 times alternate. Pay attention to the gap between inspiration, expiration, and expiration and inspiration. And discover God in the gap between breaths, between thoughts. Rest your hands on your knees. Continue to watch your breath. You can relax the body, feet and the toes, the ankles. The calves, the knees, relax. The hips and thighs. The back, starting from bottom of the spine all the way to the neck. Relax each muscle, each vertebrae of the back with full attention. Relax the fingers, the hands, the wrist. Forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, the shoulders. The abdomen muscles, chest muscles, breathe. The throat, mouth, the jaw. The tongue. Relax. The eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the eyelids. Relax the forehead and the scalp muscles. Watch body as the spirit distinct from the body. Next step. The spirit alone is. There is no body. It's all one. Consciousness. Focus on that. Body is just an appearance upon consciousness. The mantra from Mundaka Upanishad today. Pranavo dhanu sharo hi atma. ब्रह्म तत् लक्ष्यम उच्यते अप्रमते न वेतव्यम सर्वतन्मयो भवेत्। Example is from bow and arrow archery. Rishi says, make Om the bow. Om as described in the Upanishads. Uma is the waking, dream and deep sleep. And the silence between Oms is the fourth state of divinity. That alone is here. The arrow is the individuality, the ego, the I. Using the bow of Om, chanting Om, shoot the arrow of me. There, the target is Brahman, God or consciousness. How is the arrow shot? With full attention and pulling the arrow first towards us and then shot to the target. Same way, the attention from outward has to be pulled inward. With complete attention. And the arrow is sharpened by upasana, by bhakti. So the ego gets polished and sharpened by remembering the Lord and doing some prayers. When the arrow is shot into the target, it is made of cork. The arrow penetrates the target and becomes one with it. Similarly, with the chanting of Om, my mind, my ego, is directed towards Brahman, consciousness within. In meditation, full attention should be on the goal. Let my mind, my ego, become one with that divinity. God and I are not separate. We This meditation practice helps us to reach that state of oneness. Beautiful metaphor, focused meditation. And chant Om together audibly 3 times. And whisper, and then quietly chant Om within the mind till the mind becomes quiet, and merge the mind in the supreme reality. Om. But keep chanting Om mentally until the mind becomes quiet, and then merge the mind in the consciousness within. We will practice that for the next 10 minutes. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरु नाम हरि ओम Whenever you remember, chant Om loudly or mentally, and may I experience the truth. Hari Om.